Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing no contact rule, why it works. So if you've been in a relationship and then it ended because the person decided to break up with you, you are very likely to want to try and get your ex back. Now, if you want to try and get your ex back, I suggest that you use the no contact rule. Now, there are varying different ways the no contact rule can be applied, and different people have their different ideas of how it should be done. My concept is that you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And in this podcast, I'm going to explain to you why this works and why I believe that my version of a no contact rule is the best way to try and get your ex back. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. And on my site, you'll find the books that I've written, including one specifically designed to try and help you get your ex back. You will also find my contact details and other information. So let's get into the podcast, No Contact Rule, Why It Works. So my version of a no contact rule is that you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And then from that point, you'll be able to try and start to rebuild your connection, which will enable you, hopefully, to get your ex back and for your relationship to kind of restart again, to almost kind of form a new relationship with your ex, something that's stronger and healthier. So you're probably wondering, well, why does it work? Why could it work for you to get your ex back if you're not even kind of contacting them? Like, how can you get them back by doing nothing? Well, it's not quite true that you're doing nothing, because during no contact, I always encourage people to go through self-improvement, that is in their health and mindset. So you need to be trying to become healthier, fitter, stronger, somebody who's looking better with an improved style, somebody who has better education, more skills. Maybe you've got a new job, or you've got new plans, or, you know, basically you're improving yourself in all ways possible. So that if and when your ex comes back to you via kind of contacting you in a message or something along those lines, that you are a better person than they even remembered. And the vast majority of exes will get back in touch as long as you've done everything right and you're not being somebody who's emotionally unstable and causing a big problem to them, basically by harassing them. Then, you know, there is a good chance that at some stage they will get back, and it could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months, it might even be a year. And unfortunately, it doesn't always happen. There is no 100% guaranteed formula to get your ex back. But by doing the no contact rule, you stand the best possible chance of them getting back in touch. So why does it work? Well, in essence, it raises your value. And value is very important in relationships. So if you're to consider the facts that your ex has broken up with you and you didn't want it to end, that puts them at a higher value than you, because subconsciously, they are the one with the power. Subconsciously, they made the decision and their decision was final. So in this instance, their decision was to end the relationship, and despite you not believing in that or wanting that, it didn't matter, what they said went. So if you consider it from a power kind of description, then they have the power. If you consider it from the imagination of who is the stronger person in the relationship, then they're the stronger, you know, they're on the pedestal, they are looking down on you kind of subconsciously. So these are all things to bear in mind. Now, what happens is that during a breakup, when somebody ends the relationship, they will be thinking subconsciously that you want them back desperately. And of course, that is probably the case, but they're thinking that you're going to reach out to them and kind of reaffirm that concept in their mind. So they've kind of ended the relationship and they're subconsciously thinking and expecting you to kind of come back to them and say, look, please take me back, or can we talk about this, or, you know, those kind of things. And then they're going to be able to bat you away and go, no, I've made that decision, just reaffirming their superiority in the situation. So if you go no contact, which in essence is you say to them at the time, look, I want the relationship to continue, and when they kind of say no, you know, in your own words, you basically accept it, but say if you ever change your mind or if you ever want to talk, then just get in touch. So you leave the door open, and that's very, very important. You do not close the door. You do not shout about. You do not block them. You kind of leave it as you don't want it to end. And if they change their mind, to get in touch. At that stage, you will never talk to them again unless they contact you first. Now, there are a few exceptions, and you have to use your common sense in certain situations. But basically, I go into it a lot more in my book that's on my website, dateme.tips, and also on other podcasts. So please subscribe to kind of hear all of those as well. But in essence, in a kind of a generalized version of events, you will never contact them again unless they contact you first. So with them subconsciously expecting you to contact them and you not doing it, all of a sudden, they will start to kind of wonder about you and start to think, you know, why are they not doing it? You know, are they happier without me? Have they found somebody better? Maybe I wasn't as good as I thought I was. Maybe I'm not great. Maybe, you know, they don't even need me. And when they're thinking this subconsciously, it's starting to change the balance of power. It's starting to change the value system. At the start of this scenario, when they dump you, they are very high value and you are very low value. But with you walking away and just kind of like leaving them to it and saying, you know, if you come back, that's great, but you know, I'm moving on with my life. That's what you're basically sending a message out subconsciously. Your value will start to rise in their mind. And you need that to happen because your ex will contact you when their feelings peak of curiosity, when they are really at their maximum of wondering about you and considering what on earth you could be doing without them. Then that is when they will reach out, and they will normally reach out with something very kind of innocuous. It might be something like, oh, have you seen what's on TV tonight? You know, something really irrelevant. They're very rarely going to put, I miss you. Sometimes they do, but normally it's something that doesn't really seem that obvious, but you are on their mind. And I speak in other podcasts and in my book about what to do kind of next once they get in contact. But for now, we're just talking about why it actually works. And it's the value system, because once you increase your value in their mind, then you will stand a much better chance of hearing from them again. You don't want to pester them. You don't want to try to beg them. You can't persuade somebody to take you back. And you don't want to persuade somebody. You want somebody to naturally and organically really want you. And the only way that can happen is if they see value in you and if they believe in you as a romantic option. So what you need to remember is your best chance of getting your ex back is to accept the breakup, keep the lines of communication open, and don't end things on like horrific terms. Leave them open with a kind of a comment of, if you want to have a talk again, just get in touch. And then leave them. Try to forget about them. And I know it's very hard, and I mention in my book about what to do and how to kind of help this. But then you want to be doing your self-improvement. And during this period, there is a good chance that your ex will get back in touch. Because what in essence you've done is you've given them a drug withdrawal effect. You've taken your attention away from them so suddenly that it kind of jars them into wondering where you are. Even though they've dumped you, they will wonder about you if you vanish. The problem you'll have is if periodically, if every few days you send them hello, hi, how are you, stuff like that, what you're doing is you're lowering the dosage of your drug to them. Slowly but surely, they're getting used to hearing from you less and less until they really don't care. You need to jar them into action. You need to shock them into action. You need to give them the drug withdrawal effect. The drug addict who all of a sudden has had their drugs taken off them, click of a finger, gone. You don't want to let them slowly come off them. No, they ended the relationship. They made the decision that you didn't want. Well, now you're going to take back control, and you won't talk to them again unless they contact you first. As I said, there are exceptions. And I mentioned them in my book, but normally just use your common sense. So, why does the no contact rule work? Why it works is because you heighten your value, which is at rock bottom when they dump you. And if their life doesn't go quite to plan, and often it won't, the grass is very rarely greener, then if they have seen you as a high value option and they wonder about you and you haven't annoyed them to the point of blocking you themselves, they will reach out. So try your hardest to maintain no contact. If they end the relationship and they have made it clear that it is over, you just need to let them know that if they ever change their mind or if they ever want to talk about anything, just to get in touch. And then you move on with your life. So please bear that in mind. I can't go over it enough because a lot of people just don't understand the concept. They don't understand how you can walk away and actually still get your ex back. The reason is it increases your value in their mind.